Yes, you was when you were Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
How have you
been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your life? You can greet of your brethren. Wish them the best. Which come from the Lord Jesus. And who gets them from the Father. And he sends his spirit to reach them to us.
And
his spirit sends the angels who serve us. And they serve us indeed. And indeed we've seen the goodness of our God. And we're still moving on to see. Even though there have been things still there. Been teaching us to fight. God told the Israelites in Judges chapter 2 that I've left for you 5 nations.
And
they will teach you how to fight lest you forget how to fight.
Now,
there are little things which remain like challenge. But fear not. Thank God telling you left them that
Mukurwana.
I don't retard in fight. But I know that those nations not to overcome us. Overcome us in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you
praise
yes.
Jesus.
So what do we want to
have little things? Which are
made,
but fear not. You are the 5 nations God left.
That
you do not forget fighting.
You
do not forget to pray the prayer of warfare.
You
do not forget to pray prayer of forgiveness. If we are finished, perhaps
you
no more pray anymore. Those who left, thanking God for you.
You
taught me to pray. You
went
to go away.
And I
made a perfect man
and a
man serving you
who
understood
but
left to them
for
teaching me to pray
for
teaching me to fight. Indeed you have forgotten to thank
but
left them to go away in the last
days
that you can thank to prove what you thank that God has done it.
Yes,
Israel listed time. And they no more had an enemy in the era of King David and King Solomon that they had rest from all their
sight.
Nations which hunted them
put
to them, they learned how to fight.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. If you really got them, you would have learned to pray.
Left
that you learn to pray.
You
didn't want to thank. They pray for 10
minutes.
When they go away, they will learn to thank. What
we
thank him for that?
You
left them to profit us.
And
you passed through them to teach
hallelujah.
Us. Hallelujah.
We thank God
for the good moment is at us.
We
would have said, God, thank you for reaching us to Christmas. But sometimes we see all days they are sacred days according to Romans 14 that one celebrates one day, others celebrate all.
Those
celebrate one, we celebrate, we join for, we all celebrate.
For
us, we are celebrating just as we celebrate the others. We know well that Christ was born on earth, but his birth happened before all the mountains, and he was there before heavens and the earth existed. Now, our celebration may lack. But we celebrate because he appeared on the world. But his rightful birth was put there right from the generations past.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But it decided to appear in this world. And he died and raised up for us. We believe all that. And if there is a remembrance,
a
day put to remember that he died for us, we too will remember.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But any time that day reaches, and we remember is still about to come back.
wabula ayinza osookerako ggwe nga kino
but he can first get you as a person.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. He may come back, pick you alone in these days.
Because
still he's been picking many others.
Others
throw them to hell for not
having
themselves. And others enter
even
heaven. Though we have a general day, will come back for us. But picking you as alone a person, it is in his own might.
Yes, we
praise
been.
Jesus Christ.
So, oruwale tugena kwa ukanako kukatono.
This day we're going to differ a little.
Nenjigiriza ezibera okuru nakuru no.
With the teachings which happen on this day.
Where is the
with the different ministries.
Tugena siganga tufunama kuru.
Yet we're going to remain get this meaning.
Yes, we was been.
Praise Jesus much.
Tuwebaza katonda.
We thank God.
Uruwa kasira karunji kwa tuwade.
For the good moment is given
uruwa
us.
Uruwa lero tugena kwa tusomo waka kwa katonda wenja uro.
This day we're going to study different messages of God.
Uwaka. The
different message from God the Father. Different messages.
Is it a special?
Amen.
We call it a special message
from
God the Father in heaven unto the nation of Israel and all the other nations. The message would have given you seasons back, but in a moment like this they fit there and they will still come back on Easter.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. They may come back on the first, even on the Easter. Special message from God, the Father in heaven. Unto the nation Israel, physically. Unto the Israelites. And unto all the nations. Or unto the entire world.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. This message is like this. Unto Israel and all the other nations. God tells me, the Father himself, through the Holy Spirit, this message unto the nation of Israel physically, and unto the entire world,
that
our Lord Jesus, the Word of God,
from
the creation of heaven and earth,
ye mukama yachalira Ibrahimu.
He is the Lord who visited Abraham.
Ye mukama yarabikira banabbi bona.
The Lord who appeared to all the prophets.
Ye mukama yarabikira banabbi bona okutuka ku nabbi Malaki.
Is the Lord who appeared to all prophets to reaching prophet Malachi.
Nwankubadde nga Isirayiri mubiri.
Though as Israel in the flesh.
Yasobola kukiriza nti ye mukama.
Did not believe that he is the Lord.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus, man.
So yizi okwebuuza obako obujja butya wano.
Now you can ask how that message can come in here.
Egwanga erya Isirayiri.
The nation Israel.
Egwanga eritakiriza.
Is the nation which never believed that indeed Jesus is their Lord and is the Christ. Maybe you were able to get it in here, but they did not get it in their day. Now we bring a special message right from God the Father in heaven unto the nation of Israel on flesh. And unto the entire world. And we tell them that the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, word of God in creation of heaven and earth, the word of God who appeared to Abraham,
or
is the God who appeared to Abraham,
the
God who appeared to all the prophets, to reaching prophet Malachi.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much.
But
most were not able to understand him, that he is the one.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much.
So,
now, as a nation given a church, prepare all other nations
for
the coming back of Jesus Christ.
Still,
we are told to tell Israel come back in their season. To get back to God.
Yes, he was when
you praise Jesus much. These are the seasons of the prophecies which was shown to the nation of Israel to get back to God, to get saved, and to resume to serve him. God revealed them to me through the journey of heaven,
and it's
a special message to the nation Israel, Israel of the flesh, even all the nations of the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Tibiro,
that there are seasons.
Of
prophecies marked in the Holy Scriptures. The nation Israel. To come back to get saved. And to serve God. As
we
would have served him in the BC.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
there cometh this message to be special. And it's the reason why it feasts on this day. For the Israelites themselves. They did not believe even up to today. Many have not believed that Christ Jesus, Son of God,
is
the God who created the heavens and earth by the word of God. And they don't believe he's the one who visited Abraham, even all the prophets, to reaching prophet Malachi. But as we were in the journey of heaven, as we revealed the call of the covenant, and his glory in the nation Uganda, as it was in the nation Israel, in the era of BC, praise Jesus.
Yabikula ekyama ekyo
era n'angamba nti waliwo obubaka bw'ojja okuwa mu nsi nga bubwanjawulo nga buli wakati mu kuyitibwa naye nga bwawuliddwako obubaka buno obw'enjawulo okuva eri Katonda Kitaffe w'omuggulu
eri eggwanga erya Isirayiri mu mubiri
unto the nation of Israel in the flesh
eri amawanga gonna ag'omu
nsi and the message says that our Lord Jesus Christ
is
the word of God in creation of heaven and earth.
Ye Katonda yalabikira Ibrahim.
Is the God who visited Abraham.
Ye Katonda yalabikira nga bannabbi bonna.
God who visited all prophets in the Old Testament. To reaching prophet Malachi.
Yes, he was with
praise you. Jesus much.
Kino yachogeranga agamba.
This is spoke it saying.
Tisaiti yasobola kumutegera anti ye
uyo. His wife was not able to realize is the one.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus much.
Iranga agamba biro byakubategeza.
And he said seasons to tell them.
Kubanga ebiro ebyobunabi obwawe bwambyani kwe byamazi.
Seasons of prophecies given in scriptures
of Kuita mutume Paulo.
Through the apostle Paul.
Bwaraga.
He showed.
Tisaiti yagenda kombuzibe bwamazi.
Israel will go into blinding of eyes. And they will reject salvation until God has finished to pass through all the Gentiles.
But
after Israel will get back to God. Now the one who was born on earth, they were not able to know him, the Lord Jesus. Even believing him, it failed. It caused their nation to be left desolate. And God from then,
Yabavira.
He abandoned them
and
they remained in wars against themselves. God worked with them in BC and they no more saw him. And they don't ask which God is that. Yet
is
the God himself who came on earth. The word of God. The Lord Jesus. But they didn't realize him and he got angered of them. And they left their nation desolate. But the time of the time of their blindness to cease to be unto the nation of Israel and they come back to God to be saved, even to resume serve him as it was before. And we the Gentiles, we are
one.
Even though we came given that chance, all these plenty seasons right from beginning of
Eddie,
we shouldn't think that God had totally abandoned Israel. But
there
seasons as the message come from the Gentiles, where God is moved for time
to
go back to the nation Israel. But it's open and fallen in this very day
of
the birth of the Lord Jesus. They never knew.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But to us, God sends us to them to reach unto them this message. And by name and voice, I am Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa and our Bible reader, Pastor Robina. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. Thank you for committing yourselves and to seeking God as we
base
in his holy book, as he told us in Isaiah 34:16, that look in the book of the Lord and reads. None of them must it made. For the mouth of the Lord commanded. And the Holy Spirit gathered scriptures of truth. Now we are going to base here in the new generation. And it's the ministry. We'll move on to reach unto you. A special message. Right from God the Father. Of heaven. To the nation of Israel in the flesh. And all the nations of the world to tell them that it's true our Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, He is the word of God in the creation of heavens and earth. He is the word of God who appeared to Abraham. He is the word of God. He is God, who appeared to all prophets in the Old Testament, to reaching prophet Malachi.
Yes,
praise Jesus'
mind.
In that word, that Israel, in the era of beginning of Eddie, they were not able to understand him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mark.
And they got the hardening of heart. The prophecy passed through Apostle Paul in the book of Romans that they would be blind for some time. Salvation was taken from them for some time. And God moved the Gentiles. But seasons of that prophecy to fulfill that they get
Israel
back. Israel in the flesh to come back to God. To get back to Christ. To know and believe that is the God who appeared to them in their nation.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In this season.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Why we take them this message on a day like this?
We
call of the birth of the Lord Jesus. For we too it benefits us. We of the Gentiles. For no one should claim, thinking, God all along he had totally abandoned Israel. For when they will believe, as prophecies speak, God
presume
move with them as he moved with them in BC. But it's our work as the nation Uganda. We are called to prepare all nations for the coming back of Jesus. Tell Israel this word.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Smart.
Now we want to begin and we read of the season of the prophecy which we are marked with the nation of Israel.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Seasons of prophecy marked in the Holy Scriptures on the nation of Israel to get back to God, to believe to be saved, and to resume to serve him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We thank him, the living God, for revealing that word.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now in all brethren, when God begins speaking on those prophecies, he speaks in Romans. Romans 11 verses 25 and down. And he says this. Romans 11 from verse 25.
Kubanga sagala mwe aboluganda obutamanya kya machino mulemenga okubera abamagezi mu maso ga mmweka ngobukakanyavu bwabera mba Isiraeli eri ngobukakanyavu bwabera mba Isiraeli mu kitundu okutuso okutukirira kwa abamawanga okulituka olwabiri mu mukaga era bwe kityo abaisiraeli bonna bali lokoka.
Yes, you was with.
Praise Jesus much.
It doesn't
ask we, the Gentiles, those to know it. The Gentiles, they are all the rest of the people besides the nation Israel, those on the planet Earth.
Right.
Said, I don't want you, the Gentiles, not to know it.
That
hadn't happened on Israel.
Till
the Gentiles will be fulfilled. Hard-blindedness and hardness of not believing. Till the gospel has moved far through all Gentiles. Till prophecies were marking a nation which will be like a nation of Israel to serving God.
It says
after those seasons have come to pass, Israel will come back to serve God and it will be saved.
We
speak of Israel of the flesh. Now we would have spoken of prophecy
and
seasons which were put in place.
Israel
in the flesh. Everywhere they scattered in the world. Come back, believe the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of God. In the creation of heaven and earth. God who appeared to Abraham. God who appeared to all prophets. And to prophet Malachi.
Whom
they didn't believe in those seasons. Not all Israel were able to believe the Lord Jesus. That is the one they awaited to be birthed. And most of them. They said they are still waiting for him.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Most in Israel say,
do you see Jesus?
Not the Jesus. They are waiting for another.
There
is serious problem which has been on them for a long time. 2,000 years back. After rejecting their very own gods.
Yes,
praise Jesus, but we want to tell them seasons of prophecy shown that they will be blind and rebellious, those who cannot believe their God, till God has passed through all bases and prepared the fulfillment of Gentiles to happen. God had prepared, he said, that the first base from Israel
it
will put it in Rome,
then
the second base was meant to be in England, then the third base was meant to be in America. Salvation comes from both bases.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The last base was meant to be in Africa, in the Pearl of Africa, Uganda. After that fulfillment is complete, Israel has to get back to God. The blindness will end. Yet remember God, he cannot, that he's not sent someone to warn these people. Impossible you to get knowledge except when God's revealed
so
it. Now in the journey of heaven, God reveals me the call and the covenant and his glory on the nation Uganda in the era of
Eddie,
as it was on Israel through the journey of heaven, moved in the Bible.
He
revealed me the seasons of coming back of Israel.
To
accept the word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, God who appeared to Abraham, who appeared all the prophets, to reaching prophet Malachi,
before
clothed flesh to appear as the Son, that he died for us. Yet they did not realize and understand him.
And
today we are moving on to explain those issues. Yet we have first seen what concerns the prophet says coming to pass, those marked in the Holy Scriptures, that Israel will be blind for some time and rebellious for some long time. And if not believe the Lord Jesus Christ, the word of God, the creation of heaven and earth, God who appeared to Abraham, God who appeared to all prophets in the Old Testament, to reaching prophet Malachi, till he came with the New Testament and he clothed flesh, they did not know him. Let's read the Romans 11, 28-35. Now, brethren, as
we're
going to read this verse, after grace is moved in the Gentiles, and even the fullness is pulled in, God is to base in the Gentiles themselves and call back Israel.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Have a distinctive blessing as Uganda. We've been given this work to call them. Explain them the one they never understood. And their God is come on the world. Our Lord Jesus Christ. The word of God. Let's read Romans
11:28.
Romans chapter 11, verse
28. Kubanga ebirabo n'okuyitibwa kwa Katonda tebyejjusibwa. Olwasatu, kuba obanga mwe edda bwe mutawulira Katonda naye kakati musaasiddwa olw'obutawulira bwabo.
Have you
heard that?
Munjiri,
in the gospel, they became enemies of God. Right when Christ was birthed, a few believed him, and they fought those who believed him.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
They
pushed all of them to Rome. Right from Apostle Paul,
Peter,
all Apostles Peter, they ran to Rome.
Yes,
that's why we never had again things of Christ come from
Israel.
We had their coming from Rome. Those who believed, they persecuted them.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And
he became enemies in the gospel. Yet in what is promised, and they have a chance. Let's repeat 28.
Romans 11, verse
28.
Munjiri, bebalabe, kuruwa mwe. Nae mukulondebwa, bagarwa, kuruwa wajaja. Olunyolabili mwe mwenda. Kubanga ebirabo n'okuyita kwa Katonda. Tebyejjusibwa. Olunyo lwasatu. Kuba nga mmwe edda bwe mutawulira Katonda naye kakati musaasiddwa olw'obutawulira bwabo.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Munjiri balabe ba
Katonda. In the gospel there are enemies of God.
Naye mukusuubiza.
But in the promise.
Ku lw'abajjajja ba Ibrahimu, Isaaka ne Yakobo.
For fathers Abraham, Isaac and Jacob.
Baasooka okukkiriza kigambo ne bamumanya.
First believe the word.
Kigambo kya Katonda ye Yesu.
That the word of God is Jesus.
They
remain having a chance to come back.
For
because of four
brothers,
we were enemies before.
But
grace Gentiles had mercy.
Yesu.
And we believed Jesus.
And
he said them too.
Yeah, given
a chance to come back. That's the prophecy I tell you.
It's not
an easy prophecy get from Holy Scripture to see it.
Except
when there is the Spirit of God.
And
me too, I wouldn't have understood what concerns Israel. If there was no journey of heaven, move through the Bible.
It revealed
truth of the Bible as it is.
When we
reach to start of that prophecy,
that
they were meant to be blind,
the
fulfillment of Gentiles will happen. Rebellion had to happen on them according to character they had with God. They came fight with him on the way, and they didn't give time to know him. See how
he
reaches on the earth and they don't know him.
Yet
he visited them every day in visions, in the dreams, in the trance.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's move on. We hear Romans 11 verse 31.
Nabo kakati tebawulidde olw'okusaasirwa kwammwe kakati nabo balyoke basaasirwe.
Nti olw'okuba twafuna okusaasirwa okwo,
that because we heard that
enjiri n'ejjatuukako abamawanga,
gospel reached the Gentiles,
ate ng'emaze okutambula mu bases zonna,
it moved all bases.
Wakatonda yabala ekintu kimu,
for God targeted one thing.
Nti enjiri bwenajja base mu Israel,
when the gospel get the base of Israel,
enjiri y'obulokozi,
the gospel salvation,
ku ntandikwa ya Edi,
in the beginning of Edi,
omwaka gwa 14,
in the 14 now,
enjiri yakisale neyingira mu Roma,
the gospel crossed to enter Rome,
Europe. 14 AD.
When they messed up the gospel of the kingdom of God, the gospel of salvation, God crossed, entered England, where we know there is Protestantism.
It was
1517 AD.
And
them to reach perverted from the gospel. In the
1880,
God crossed, entered America. That's why we had salvation if it comes from there.
Bases
have been moved like that.
When you
teach you in the call of the nation of Uganda, It shows the best.
The
last was to be in Africa.
And
the pearl of Africa, Uganda.
And
these two Israel was to begin.
Uganda,
Uganda to wind up. And mark them with rivers.
Israel
marked with river Euphrates.
Uganda
marked with river
Nile.
As we see in the call of Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But because
the last base, he has arrived. Yes, he said, fulfillment of Gentiles will happen and is moved in all of them.
The
blindness in Israel will cease to be, even rebellion, not believing the word of God.
Come off, yes.
Our Lord Jesus created heaven and earth.
He
appeared to Abraham, appeared to all prophets, to reaching
Malachi,
opened their eyes, and is the one. But it's not surprising,
he's
given that opportunity to call them as the nation Uganda. So this is a distinct nation to them.
Yes, you have a Bubaka Wachi, or Wenja or Eri Guanga, Eri Israel.
The distinctive nation, the nation Israel.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus much.
Eranga to Weber is a Katunda.
And we thank God for it.
Why is it where you got Nay Wachi?
There has to be a reason why the day like today.
Anti Bazari Waga, yes.
It's the path of Jesus.
Yes, he was with
you. Praise Jesus much.
Yes.
He was born on the world. In the nation he appeared before he was
birthed.
The nation of Israel. And they never knew him.
Yes, he was
praise with Jesus much.
So we have a complete
national message like a day of today.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus
so
much.
So
now when we move on, in the Romans 11. Verse 31. Romans 11, verse 31.
Na bwechitio. Bwechitio. Nabo kakati teba ulide. Oloku sasirwa kwa mwe. Kakati nabo baliokeba sasirwe. Olwasa tumwe bili. Kubanga katonda ya siba bonna mubuta ulira. Alioka sasire bonna.
Have
you heard well?
God confined
all
that
they do not hear.
God finds you hardened
may add the hardness in you.
When
he finds no one to know,
he
adds you more into that ignorance.
Pharaoh.
That's what he did to Pharaoh. He was hardened
in heart. Musa,
but he told Moses, I'm going to harden him more.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
He's
trying to be found
with
hardness in them.
Not
wanting to know. God blinded their eyes more.
They are
able to see the one who came on the world.
And
their God himself.
Yes, he was raised
them.
The
cloth flesh appear to us.
If you get
hardened, God hardens you more.
But
that season of hardness is finished. God's ready to set them free. And he calls them again
to come
believe the Lord Jesus Christ, the word of God, creation of heaven and earth, God who appeared to Abraham, God who appeared to all prophets, reaching Malachi, and then he clothed the flesh in the New Testament, and
we
saw him as the Son.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
We
were not able to understand that. Now it's the long journey there. We Gentiles, we don't know how it's been.
We
just felt we had the humility to believe Jesus. But we didn't know what caused that.
It
came because of rebellion of the others.
God
sent his Holy Spirit to the Gentiles. And the Spirit humbled us. And we believed the gospel. But we were rebellious so much. We were sorcerers so much in the Gentiles. Even believing wasn't easy.
That
God had mercy on us. Hardening of the Israelites in the flesh. Let's move right here.
Romans 11:33.
Romans 11:33.
Obuziba bw'obugagga obw'amagezi Nobu okumanya kwa Katonda, tomanyi bwebuli. Emisango je, ngate jikeberekeka. Nama kuboge, ngate genkanyi zika. Uluwasa tumenya, kubanga ani yali amanye ebirowoozo bya Mukama, oba ani yali amuwadde amagezi. Uluwasa tumetano, oba ani yali asose okumuwa ekintu.
Hey, yes, he was
praise him. Jesus much.
That
is the thought of God. And you can't argue and say, why did he leave them like that? For the years he spent with them are very many. Right from BC,
it's
of creation after it's finished. And he began to move with Israel. As he just created them, the Lord Jesus, the Word of God the Father, God Himself. But they didn't believe Him at the end.
For
hardening moved by them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But seasons are finished. Seasons of coming back, believe Jesus. Seasons have signs in the entire world. Them to begin to lament saying, but indeed we rejected our master. They were scattered in all nations of the world. Not only in Israel where they are as a nation, but they scattered nations after refusing believing him before.
Yes, he was with
praise him.
So, ngalero,
now, as today,
ngatwogera kumazali waga mukama wa Yesu Kristo
speak of the birth of Christ on earth.
Mubaka burungi, eri isayiri mubiri.
Good message to Israel in the flesh.
Neri amawanga gonago munsi.
All nations of the world.
Mubaka yabumpa mwakwa 2005.
Give me this message in 2005.
Na yembu kumi dakasera.
But I've kept it for that time.
Mwalero mbuwa mumwe eri abatona abalinga abawira.
Today, I give it to you the few seeming to hear.
Murundi guli bujja kuba mu 10 ne 10 zaba.
At that time, it will be in thousands of people.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much. And we thank him for that.
Today
we are preparing for that.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. But that, know that our work in the call of the nation.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
So,
when you read Romans 11, Romans 11, 11 to 15.
Abalumi esura ya 10 nemu olunyolwe 10 nemu
Romans 11 from verse 11
Kale njogera anti chebava besitala balyoke bagwe chitalo nayo olwokwonona kwabwe obulokozi chebava bujja eri abamawanga okubakwa sobujja
holy devil
have you heard very well
yagamba
he said
ndi dara kwekamba okwonona kwabwe
they are sinning
obulokozi chebava bujja eri abamawanga
that's why salvation came to the Gentiles.
There is
something wrong in the Israelites in the flesh.
They
did not accept to release truth out. And they called God their own God. And they didn't believe he's the one who created us. We of the other nations. And they knew he's the only God of only Israelites. When they get any prophecy, right from what they had from Abraham,
as
revealed to Prophet Moses in the Genesis, Deuteronomy, and all prophecy, they retained, hid them to themselves. And they said they are theirs and they are
theirs.
And they hindered the gospel to spread.
But
when they hardened a little, chance of releasing the gospel, we
too
got it through that.
And
they understood the Savior Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Wouldn't have understood if they didn't harden like that. Perhaps God would have bear their hardening. And they remained hiding the gospel. But because of hardening, the gospel was moved out.
Went
to Gentiles to reaching all of us. Let's move on.
Balumi esura ya kuminemu. Olunyolwe 12.
Romans 11 verse 12.
Na yo bango kuonona kwawe, bwebugaga bwensi, nokuwebuka kwawe, bwebugaga bwa mamawanga, okutukirira kwawe tekusinga nnyo. Olunyolwe 13. Na ye mbaga amba mwe abama wanga. Kale kubanga nze ndi mutume wa abama wanga. Ngulumiza okuweleza kwange.
Olide bulungi bwaga.
Have you heard how we said?
Obango bakanya mvubwawe.
If they had a name.
Obirebi isenga
bibate. If the Ibra's back.
Bwebugagga bwa fo bwenjiri
jetu. Our riches of the gospel we have
brought
in the entire world.
Ato kudaku abwe.
How much they are coming back.
Singa kati bakomawo ngale.
If they come back today.
Baharina kubanga nebi ntwe mbabi bachi abiri na ibyo bonero bonna.
Of them of all signs. Of the existence of God. If they come back, the
spreading
of the gospel will increase. It's the time. There are seasons to come back.
That
they accept the Lord Jesus.
And it's
the word of God.
The
creation of heaven and earth. God who appeared to Abraham. God who appeared to all prophets. To reaching prophet Malachi. Then will come in the New Testament. And declare this place. And
there
appears to us.
We
saw him in the glory of the Son. The one begotten of God the Father.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
So tumanyingu baka bunubatu kako.
Now we know this message reaches them.
Tuogeri raka akano.
As we speak of now.
Wasinga bagamba.
Most people say.
Ani abu tuwarayo.
Who is taking them? It to them.
Moyo mutuku.
The Holy Spirit.
Ali muzi yurimu.
He's in the Urim.
Ayogera na mitima
jabu. He speaks in their hearts.
Yurimu chikache antambula.
Urim is a spiritual transport. Isuburu
tuwara message direct ku mutima gomu.
We can take a message direct to a human spirit. And as we preach here, don't you think I'm preaching to only you? Prophecy is saying, those days I will come speaking to a congregation of many.
But
now the fire of coming back to God is in them.
Yes,
praise Jesus' mind.
The
Holy Spirit spreads
everywhere.
The heart of every Israelite all over the world. Even all nations began to hear it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That
is
the one who is in the kingdom, you know it. Maybe if you've sent yourself.
Let's
move on in Romans.
Balumi esula ya kuminemo, olunye yolwe kuminenya.
Romans 11 verse 14.
Bwendida bechi gambo chona chendi kwasi sobu jabomu vidi guange. Nendo kolaba mubo. Olwe kuminetano. Kubo bango kugobe wako awe. Kwe kutaba ganyensi. Okusembeze wako awe chichi. Wabulobulamu mubafu. Kumina mkaga. Ere bibala ebereberiye bwe biba ebitukuvu era nechitole chitukuvu.
Yes, he was with
praise you. Jesus.
So ebirabe tulimu.
The seasons we are in.
Bagenda kudda.
They are going to come back.
Wabulo okudda kwabwe kugasa nyo nyo.
Coming prophets so much.
Yobulokozi.
The gospel of salvation.
Giri wakabaka bwa Katonda.
Gospel of the kingdom of God. And the righteousness.
Wakabaka bwa Mungu.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Wanga at least babikuliramu.
At least they grew up in those.
Ora ababadde bayikebejenda gane
nkati. See, they have searched out the Old Testament.
Nga bagano somenda gane.
But they refused to really read the New Testament.
Nga bagana da completely. Tebagala somanda gano kadde.
They don't want to
read
the New Testament.
Nga bagamba.
And they say.
Yesu yaja sikwe bali basumye.
Who came is not the one they expected.
What surprises
the
African
to still please read the New Testament.
Others,
Jesus has attacked them in the vision, even dreams. All where they are in the nations.
Wait,
who is to tell us we are waiting? Uganda, you're given this work.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we know all the world. They have been awaiting. And they wonder. But God was in Israel. Where did he go?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Israel
in the flesh has passed many problems. God who fought for them. Gave them the Nazarites. And they fought for them. He sent them prophets. He sent them great kings. Where did he go?
He sent
them the wise men. This day what happened? It was rebellion. But that rebellion was marked in prophecy as we've heard.
In Romans
chapter
11,
25 to
20,
that they were to get hardened for that time. Till God spat through all the Gentiles.
Then His
light in the flesh will come back.
Though
we know not all.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We know not all. But most of them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
now we thank him God.
At
least we've moved together with him.
To
be able to reveal all this.
In
the Romans 11. Verses 1 to
6.
God speaks this again. Romans 11 from verse 1.
Kale njogera nti Katonda yagoba abantu be.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus much. All the Spirit within Apostle Paul is saying, I speak this. Did God reject his people?
He chased
Israelites indeed. He chased them forever? No. But that ignorance is to be taken away. But their ignorance caused them hardening of hearts. And they were not able to understand. And the Lord Jesus Christ, the word of God in creation of heaven and earth,
God
who appeared to Abraham, God who appeared to all prophets, is God who appeared to all prophets to Malachi, and became close to flesh. He appeared to us, but
he
did know he is the one. What caused them to stumble? And they stumbled on him. Prophecy had been released in Isaiah. In prophet Isaiah. Isaiah 53. Now when we see him, we don't see anything desirable on him.
He came
clothing flesh as human beings. And they stumbled on him. And they fell. God moved on, go to the Gentiles.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus much. Let's repeat verse 1, Romans
11.
Romans 11 from verse 1.
Kale njogera nti, Katonda yagoba abantu be, kitalo. Kubanga era nange ndi mu Isirayiri, wa muzadde lya Ibrahimu, wa mukika kya Benjamin.
Have you heard well? Apostle Paul, a message released from him by the Spirit of God.
Agamba.
He said, do you think God chased these people?
No,
for me too, I am an Israelite in the flesh.
It means
he did chase them. But because of hardening, he decided to put them aside. That they don't have us in the gospel. For if they remain and they are arguing against
them,
they would have harmed us. The real person you expect to know God, if they say he's not the one. You may feel
better.
It's like I'm here. And I wake up tomorrow, I say, God is not there.
Hiya.
What God did?
Because
his wife was to harm the
child.
Put them aside, chest them. I'll bring them
back.
No matter what you speak,
they
got to know me already.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He is what remained in the gospel. And
they argued
that it's not Jesus. We were
having
a big problem. It's like today, Apostle
Ronald
Hope Witness
has
been preaching God. He went to the channel of heaven. He saw him. He
wakes
up telling you, God is not there.
Ha.
God blessed them.
Hardened
their hearts.
They
don't know he's the one who closed flesh.
Yes, praise
Jesus.
But
the truth is this.
We
are highly blessed. I believe prophecy which has come
all long
on the nation Uganda, that you are a blessed
nation.
See how you bring back those who were before. You give him a microphone. Praise Jesus, brethren. I speak of that issue that the Holy Spirit is stirring up hearts of all Israelites. The truth is true. It is very true. And it is true indeed. Today I was checking on my email. I've taken long not checking there. But there is our friend. He's in England.
He
usually go to Israel. And they meet religious leaders there. They were writing to him that the problems moving on in Israel, that is the prophecy they read, that they didn't understand it. What they were writing to them, he sent a copy to us. And they
want
us giving them advice. Truth be, I'm surprised today. I woke up in the morning. I checked the email that passed on.
I got
surprised, now I say it. What the Holy Spirit is speaking is right. They are asking themselves. They are saying, why? We don't understand what is moving on. But they're asking someone from England. God bless you. This message, we are to work on it, reach them very quick.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
What is the
explain clear. The Holy Spirit explains.
Yes, we
praise Jesus much. We were here, he whispered me, told me, you know what?
This
is of delivering that message is due. And do not wait more.
No
matter how many people are in before you, speak, I've begun myself
to
speak with hearts of Israelites
and
all the people.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much. Now in all,
let's
repeat Romans 11, verse 1. Romans chapter 11 verse 1.
Kale njogera nti Katonda yagoba abantu be kitalo. Kubanga era nange ndi mu Isirayiri wa muzadde lya Ibrahimu wa mchika cha Benjamin.
You
heard clear. Apostle Paul released the prophecy of hardening of his brothers in the flesh, the Israelites. He said, God's not chasing these people. For me myself, I am Israelite of the tribe of Abraham and the tribe of Benjamin. What God tells me is that he told them they have hardened and you have been saved out of them.
You know,
it was so hardened, the Apostle Paul.
He
persecuted Jesus much as he persecuted his church.
Paul
struck him down on the way.
He
told him, you've been persecuting me. Now I'm going to say to the Gentiles and the kings and the Israel itself. He sent him with different prophecies. Israel, he released prophecies most. But
it's
been hard to understand that's meant to be their season.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's read verse 2. Romans 11 verses 2.
Katonda teyagoba abantu beyamanya edda. Oba temumanyi ebya Eliya ebyawandikibwa bwe byogera. Romans 11
verse 2.
Katonda teyagoba abantu beyamanya edda. Oba temumanyi ebya Eliya ebyawandikibwa bwe byogera. Bwe yasaba Katonda ngayogera kuba Isirayiri. Olunyolo okusatu. Tini Mukama. Nti Mukama bata bannabbibo ne basuula ebyoto byo, nange nfiseewo nzekka era bannoonya obulamu bwange. Onyolookuna, naye okuddamu kwa Katonda kugamba kutya, tinze neefissirizaawo abasajja 7 abatafukaamiriranga Baali.
Have
you heard clear? Verses 5. Romans 11 verses 5.
Kale bw'ekitera ne mu biro bino, waliwo ekitundu ekyafikkawo mu kulonda kw'ekisa.
Awulidde bulungi.
You heard very well.
Nga mu biro ebyannabbi Elijah,
like in the era of prophet Elijah and the kings,
Katonda bwe yali alina baakwesa batasinza
God had hidden those who didn't worship Satan.
Yes, mu biro bw'ebyo ebyokudda kw'abaana ba Isirayiri abo mu biro,
coming back of Israel in the
flesh, yalekayo abalala era abookudda,
others to come back.
Era kakano webali.
Right now they are there. Their children were born. Children of the new generation. With the full knowledge of God and His glory. Praise Jesus.
Christ.
There remain those and that will be back to be saved.
For
many have died in all
this.
When Christ left this world,
and the many
rebellious have fallen in hell.
Wabula yagamba nti ate mu biro ebyobunabbi nga butuukirira, be nalizaavinga nti balina okudda mu ggulu bagenda kuddayo. Era kankano banoonyereza ku kukkiriza, abanoonyi abategeere ddala Yesu ye wuuyo, ye kigambo kya Katonda ku kulonda kwe gw'onensi, ye Katonda kennyini. Yerabikira nga Ibulayimu jajjaffe, yerabikira bannabbi ba kitaffe okutuuka ku nabbi Malaki, ye wuuyo eyayambala omubiri n'alabisibwa gye tuli okutufiira ebibi byaffe, ne tutayinza okumukkiriza. Olwaleero omwoyo mutukuvu abali ku mutima wali kwennyini ku miryango akonkona, mugulire Yesu
ayingire.
Yesu yebazibwe. Era kankano nga yo Isirayiri,
right now as Israel,
naffe abamawanga tweyongera kunywera kati.
We are getting strengthened now.
Yes, he was praise Jesus. Kwabu,
but they are coming back.
It
moves on to prove
that
no other God except Jesus.
Yes, he was
praise with. Jesus much.
For
who will be able?
Which
religion of belief?
For
the source of believing God was in Israel, the living God. When they prove is the one, the Lord.
I
don't know Muslim where they will remain. For confusion of religion on the world and the belief,
because
his word wasn't able to strengthen the living God to show him to us. If they stood strong, proved us,
they
wouldn't have been confusion of religions concerning the living God.
And
salvation, perhaps, would have been very strong.
But
because those who had foundations of it, they got hardened in those days. But we are in seasons of their coming back, and we thank God for that. Even though it was that in those seasons before,
but
now we have good seasons like today. Praise Jesus
much.
Apostle Paul, God chose him to bring that prophecy and to this nation of Israel, and
found
him the Acts 9 verses 1 to
15.
You know, they can say, who is that through which the message
passed?
Who is that through which the message for us passed? You know your prophecy. You may read it in the Bible. If you not reach the
level
of understand though you read it. You waste time, you can't be revealed of it. Them two have been that, those who have been believing. They can't realize it was speaking of them.
And
to reveal it to many is not easy. But
God's
given us a distinctive blessing. Let's read in the Acts
9.
We'll read of the Apostle Paul, through which the prophecy passed, the hardening of the hearts of the Israelites, and the seasons of their coming back,
to
believing the Lord Jesus Christ, the word of God. Let us read. Acts chapter 9 from verse 1.
Naye Sawulo bwe yali akyayogera ebigambo eby'okukanga n'ebyokutta abayigirizwa ba Mukama waffe, n'agenda eri Kabona Asinga Obukulu olunya olwokubiri n'amusaba ebbaluwa ez'okugenda e Damasiko eri amakuŋŋaaniro, bw'alirabayo abantu ab'ekkubo obanga basajja obanga bakazi abasibe abaleete Yerusaalemi.
Have
you heard well? They called him Saul before. Today, whom we know as Apostle Paul, when he had those who worshipped Jesus, they were. He
brought
to the high priest, in the Old Testament as it was, he asked letters of recommendation to imprison and kill them. Yet he persecuted people who worshipped their very own God. Even some of the people who were ministering, was Gamaliel. This in John 3, Nicodemus.
We are contending
with our gods. They told them, anyone come from another who understands? Those people you would have left to them.
We
end up fighting God.
Apostle
Paul was saying, bring letters, I will hunt for them.
They
found him on the way, moving on to persecute the Christians.
The
people tend to worship God, you appear to them in the Old Testament.
Let's
move on. Acts chapter
9.
Acts chapter 9, verse 3.
Awo bwe yali ng'atambula, ng'anaatera okutuuka e Damasiko, amangu ago omusana oguva mu ggulu ne gumwakira okumwetooloola. Olunya olw'okuna n'agwa wansi, n'awulira eddoboozi nga limugamba nti, Sawulo, Sawulo, onjigganyiza ki?
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus. The noise on this side.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus much. Let's move on here of Apostle Paul. The one who was Saul. He who persecuted God. The Lord Jesus. But he knew he was persecuting those who worship the false prophet Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's move on. We hear. Acts chapter 9, verse 3.
Awo bwe yali ng'atambula, ng'anaatera okutuuka e Damasiko, amangu ago omusana oguva mu ggulu ne gumwakira kumwetooloola. Olunya olw'okuna n'agwa wansi, n'awulira eddoboozi nga limugamba nti, Sawulo, Sawulo, onjigganyiza ki?
Owulidde bulungi.
You heard well.
He
said, you Saul, why thou persecute me?
Remember,
when you speak of much lies, Apostle Paul, John wrote in the Gospel, John chapter 1, verse 7 down, there is a much light
which
comes shining in the world.
Yes, he was.
Praise he was in the world. The world was made by
him.
Those he did never realize
him. That's
the light Apostle
Paul
was when he was still called Saul. He said, Saul, why thou persecute me? Saul told him, whom we know as Paul today, who are you, my Lord?
Even
it was the Lord they served. But the way he came on the world, he didn't realize it. Listen well.
Mm-hmm.
Acts 9 verse 5.
N'agamba nti gwani mukama wange.
Namuga gwani mukama wange.
My Lord.
Nchimanyi kale mukama wange alinakubeyo muguru.
Let me in heaven.
Gwani. Uyiganya.
I persecute you.
Zimbode manyi kuweleza
kale. I'm serving you. The Lord must be in heaven. Whom they served.
ayiganya bali abasinza nabbi obulimba Yesu okuva e
Nazareti
kumbe ewuuyo yamugamba
uliriza bulungi
bikola abatume essula ya 9 olunya
olwokutaano
n'agamba nti gwani mukama wange ye n'amugamba nti nze Yesu gw'oyiganya
kwe namugamba nze Yesu kennyini gw'oyiganya nze mukama wo
bulijjo
nze katonda w'abannabbiwo Yesu
Jesus
katonda
I am the Lord
mukama awo
nze Yesu gw'oyiganya Jesus you persecuting
nze nalabikira Ibrahim
I appear to Abraham
nze nalabikira abannabbi bonna ye musano ogw'ekigambo
the light of the world
Yesu yebazibwe sibuye yali naye ali ku lugendo lw'okuyiganya mukama awo
the journey of persecuting his master
kyantiisa nnyo ekintu ekyo kyabaawo
era
nekinywere okumala ebbanga nga
leero
bikola abatume essula ya 9 olunya olw'omukaaga naye golokoka oyingire mu kibuga onoobuulirwa ebikugwanidde okukola olunya olw'omusanvu naye abaali batambula naye ne bayimirira nga basamaaliridde kubanga bawulidde eddoboozi naye ne batalaba muntu
abaali naye bano bakadeidei
these who followed him
omanyi waliwo abagobereza
befujjo
tugenda tukube abasinza nabbi w'obulimba Yesu musimanyi mwana wa katonda ebyo abigamba ani futulinda omwana wa katonda ajja kujja nga bakadeidei bagoberera Pawulo agamba baba emiggo nga
bakuba
yagamba kati ono omutwe omunene guno
gwengenda okwogerako
ate andabe yekka
bawulira
ng'ayogera mukama waffe Yesu ayogera
ne Paul
bo naye tebaamulaba
ebagamba aliyo
tuyiganya
bikola abatume essula ya 9 olunyiriri olw'omunaana Sawulo n'agolokoka wansi amaaso ge bwe gaazibuka n'atalaba kintu ne bamukwata ku mukono ne bamuleeta e Damasiko
yagenda okuddeta okuva mu musana guli
omuwoni
nga gwamuyiseemu
Damasiko
ne gumuteekako ebikalakaapa
agendagira
ti nga
takyalaba
ne bakwata ku
mukono
yabadde kanyama waabwe mu kuyigganya
bikola abatume essula ya 9 olunyiriri olw'omwenda
9:9
namala ennaku ssatu nga talaba era nga talya wadde nga tanywa
yalina omumala ennaku ssatu ku lwakitaffe omwana n'omwoyo
omutukuvu
ng'abeenenyeza olw'okubayigganya
bikola abatume essula ya 9 olunya olw'ekumi yaliyo omuyigirizwa mu Damasiko erinnya lye Ananiya mukama waffe n'amugamba nti mukwolesebwa Ananiya n'amugamba nti laba nze nzuuno mukama wange olunya olw'ekumi n'olumu mukama waffe n'amugamba nti golokoka ogende mu kkubo eriyitibwa egolokofu obuulirize mu nnyumba ya Yuda omuntu erinnya lye Sawulo ow'e Taluso kubanga laba asaba
Yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus much
Katonda kye yakolanga amaze okuba Sawulo
what God did after struck Saul
gwe tumanyi kati nga ye mutume Pawulo
we know as Apostle Paul
yayisibwamu obunnabbi
through which prophecy was released
obuobuzibe bw'amaaso bw'abaana ba
Isirayiri
obukkanya bw'okugaana
obulokoziokumala
ebiro ebyagerebwa ebiweddeko nga
leero
okudda kwabwe badde eri obulokozi n'eri Katonda
God met him on the way. He struck him down, he sent him. When he blinded him, he appeared to one of the preachers then.
Ananias.
He told him, I want you to go to this place.
Meet
for me the man praying. He is right there praying.
Ananias
told him, he told the Lord Jesus, the man you sent me to,
we are
impersecuted everywhere the church is.
You
send me to my enemy right now. Told him, put out enemy. The work is unto is new now. He had changed his timing already.
The God
changed your hardness, it takes him how long?
Acts 9
verse
11. Obuulirize mu nyumba ya Yuda omuntu erinnya lye Sawulo owe Taluso kubanga laba asaba olunyolo 12 era alabye omuntu erinnya lye Ananiya ng'ayingira ng'amussaako emikono azibule olunyolo 13 naye Ananiya n'addamu nti mukama wange omuntu oyo nawulira ebigambo bye mu bangi obubi bwe bwe yakolanga abatukuvu bo abali e Yerusaalemi bwe buli obungi. Olunyolo 14 ne wano alina obuyinza obuva eri bakabona abakulu okubasiba bonna abakusaba erinnya lyo.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus, man.
Ananiya yaddamu kunyonyola.
Now you have begun to explain the Lord. The Lord Jesus.
Dinkubulire.
That I tell you. That one you see has authority come in prison as
he took
it from him in no more had it.
Acts 9
verse
15.
Have you heard well? Jesus explained to Apostle Ananias. He told him, go where I have sent him. I have chosen him already.
Going
to manifest my name unto the Gentiles, unto the king, and the entire Israel. That's why he released the message for them.
As
God gave him prophecy we read of today, it bound them totally. Up to seasons of today, that they can come back to salvation. And they believe Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, is the Word of God, the creation of heaven and earth. He is God who appeared to Abraham, whom they said to be their forefather.
He is
God who appeared to prophets. And they called their fathers.
Okutuka ku nabbi
Malachi. Reaching prophet Malachi.
Aliokaje mu ndagaani mpya ya
New Testament cloth play.
Arabisiwe jetu.
He appears to us.
Yabagamba nze najja muzingo gwe kitabo gwa mpandikibwa.
I came with a scroll written of me.
Niwe tumenya eh. Ubita mu muzingo gwe tulina yiyo kuogera kwa
yeye. Scroll we have speaks of him.
Bone baje mambo katukatusibira bya andiko bya.
Let's recover
Yesu.
Don't tell
kumbe byogera ku
yet they speak of him.
So the Chavaka Sosigaranga Basomina
remain read the Old Testament.
They
did believe it spoke on who?
Yes, you must
praise be. Jesus.
Seasons
of their coming back.
Galero.
As today.
It
has arrived on them. Apostle Paul explains
by
the Spirit of God in the Philippians 3 verses 4-8.
He
said things he had insisted in
of
refusing to believe Jesus that is their God.
It
had become rubbish.
He
did know he had lost God. Let's read as we hear. Philippians 3 verse 4.
Newankubadde nga nze nnyinza n'okwesiga omubiri. Omuntu omulala yenna bw'alowooza okwesiga omubiri, nze musinga. 5. nze eyakomererwa ku lunaku olw'omunaana
oyo gwolaba ku mbikwatagana endagaano
tebaamusobyamuwadde
olunaku
olumu
baamukomeranga ennaku musanvu zaakaggwako
olw'omunaana
ne bamuyingiza okusoma endagaano enkadde n'afuuka mufalisaayo mu
bafalisaayo
nga ye mumanyi
nnyo ate
n'obuvumu ng'aweereza n'amaanyi
mangi nnyo
mu byatategeera bulungi
Abafilipi esura ya 3 olunyolo 5
Philippians 3:5
nze yakomolerwa ku lunaku olw'omunaana ow'omugwanga lya Isirayiri ow'omu kika kya Benjamini Omwebulaniya wawu
owulidde bulungi bwe kidda nti Ebulaniya nga wawu teyali
mixed up
ate maama we simanyi yali wagwanga taata mu Isirayiri Mwebulaniya ne maama Mwebulaniya
Bafilipi esula ya 3 olunyiriri olw'okutaano
Philippians 3:5
nze yakomolerwa ku lunaku olw'omunaana ow'omugwanga lya Isirayiri ow'omu kika kya Benjamini Omwebulaniya wawu mu mateeka mufalisaayo
omuwulidde bwe bakugamba nti mu mateeka mufalisaayo yali tasulamu
n'eri
nga yasoma kye bayita endagaano enkadde
atambula
gali ku mutwe guno naye nga
tagamanyi
yagakwata nga kitontome
nga
bw'osoma Maria omutuukiri kunyina Katonda nga yagakwata tobbanga toyenanga tottanga naye nga ate
yatta
Yes, he was
raised Jesus much.
Omanyo nga mufalisayo
sibu. He was a Pharisee.
Abo bali mu mateeka bazibu
nnyo. Those who were not
easy in the laws,
they held them as norms.
Bafilipi esula ya 3 olunyolo 6.
Philippians 3:6.
Mukunyinkira era nga njiganye kanisa mu butuukirivu obuli mu mateeka nalabikanga nga siriko kyakunenyezebwa.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Mukunyikira
in zeal.
Eranga yiganye kanisa.
He persecuted the church.
Ngamateka tanenyezebwa wadi.
Laws he was blameless.
Akoze ajiganyiza burundi nyoke echo kyakoze.
Well, he's done that.
Yeah, ali amanyi.
He thought.
Ayiganya ibana bagobereza bana nabi obulimba.
Followers of the false prophet Christ.
Yarabise mwoshi.
He appeared on the world.
Banga wali wabali basoko.
There were those who came before. And they claimed to be Christ. And they didn't live long.
They
this one too is they have finished him.
These
followers of his.
They killed him as they killed prophets before.
Isaiah 53 says, what, who will speak of his next record, even of his birth? Even of his offsprings.
Well,
they thought they had destroyed him on the world. They saw.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. So he appears to people again. But they had gotten hardened, it was no more possible.
Yes, Jesus
had already said farewell while in the flesh. According to Matthew 23:37-39,
he
told them, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill prophets, even the wise said to you, you throw stones to them, you will no more see me.
You will no more see me until you will speak.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Till they come back, believe Jesus.
You know he came in the name of the Father. Let us move on.
Philippians 3:7. Naye byonna ebyali amagoba gyendi, ebyo nabirowooza nga kufiirwa olwa Kristo. Olw'omunaana, Na era n'ebintu byonna nabirowooza nga kufiirwa olw'obulungi obungi obw'okutegeera Kristo Yesu Mukama waffe.
Yagamba.
Ebintu
byonna binamalamu ebbanga.
Everything I spent long in.
Omanyi omutume Paulo yasomera obufalisaayo emyaka nga asatu
kwana. Also Paul started 40 years to be a Pharisee.
Nagana kati bino byonna
nasoma byaki. All these I started them for what?
Nakola loss njereere ne byonna.
A loss in all this.
Nibyo nambi balanga kasasiro.
I count all the rubbish that I may gain knowledge.
Eri Mukama waffe.
And to the Lord
Yesu. Na ye Mukama waffe bambi
banna. Is our Lord.
Bane baita bamanye nti ye Mukama
waffe. They know is their Lord.
Era nokutuka ewali obukakanyavu baba bako.
Today it happened on them.
Paka lere bironga bituse.
Up to today when the seasons have come due.
Yayogera mu Barumi esuli
y'omwenda. In the Romans 9.
Nagamba bwati.
He said this.
Mutu puche nsabira baganda banga bayisaye.
Pray for my brethren is the Israelites. Barokoke. That they get saved.
Banga bali banyikira mu Katonda nesi
mutegeye. Zealous with God but not in understanding.
Ngate bamanyi Katonda
ki. Did know God.
Katusome Barumi.
Let's read Romans.
Barumi esula ya 10 onyoli soka.
Romans 10 from verse 1.
Aboluganda chenjagala mutima gwange era chensaba katonda kulwa mweche kino balokoke. Onyolo kubiri kubanga mbategeza nga bali no kunyikira katonda na esimu kumutegeya.
Yagambe kizibu chetu ashingana na chomo
Israel. Problem we found with Israel.
Twali tunyikira mukati.
We were zealous with God.
Amba sabire sade na njagala mutima
gwange. What I want in my heart.
Israeli barokoke
batanga. To be saved.
Kubanga bali no kunyikira mukatonda.
We have a zeal in God.
Nesi mukumutegera.
But not in understanding him.
Teba mumanyi. Teba manyi nti yayamba rombina arabisibwa.
Don't know a closed place to appear.
Yaka manti bali bakola chone chisu
mukatonda.
Kubanga bali basoma mbutu ufuka
kugamba. For he started.
Era bali bakuma emizingo gye
kitabo Bible the Bible
mu kyama
in secrets
abajisoma ko bokka
and they read it alone
era nga biwa time table basoma bu
and they kept their tables themselves read every time but
tebategerani gwe basoma
but they didn't understand who they read of
na tuko kujja mu singa te bamumanya
reached to come in the world they didn't know him
kaba tudire mo
let us repeat it
Barumi esula ya 10 onyoli soka
Romans 10 from verse 1
Aboluganda chenjagala mutima gwange era chensaba balokoke. Olunyolo kubiri kubanga mbategeza nga bali no kunyikirira Katonda naye simu kutegeera. Olunyolo kusatu kubanga nga bwe batamanya butukirivu bwa Katonda era nga bwe bagezaako okutereza obutukirivu bwabwe bo bennyini. Tebagondera butukirivu bwa Katonda. Olunyolo kuna Kubanga Kristo yenkomerero y'amateeka olw'okuweesa obutuukirivu buli akkiriza. Olunyolo kutaano. Kubanga Mukama, kubanga Musa awandiika obutuukirivu obuva mu mateeka nti abukola yaliba omulamu mu gwo.
Nowulidde bulungi. Yabagandi anaakola obutuukirivu buli mateeka.
Them whoever will commit righteousness in the law.
Nawe bw'obuli mu
gwo. Will be given.
Naye bo baali baalemererwa.
But they had failed.
Mateka tibagategi.
They didn't understand the laws.
Kama face we aja ngaye na nyinyi mateka kubatu
umira. Jesus came as the owner of the law to reach them.
Na waga sisi kudibia mateka ni wangu
batibana. I've not come to abolish the laws not prophets.
Na hezi zi kutuki.
But I've come to fulfill them.
Wana bali tibategera ni kubo kira
na hida. Didn't understand who they spoke with.
Katu ya mbili yori.
Let's move on we hear.
Abalumi esura ya 10 olunyiri yoro kuna.
Romans 10 verses 4.
Kubanga Kristo. Kubanga Kristo yenkomero y'amateeka olw'okuweesa obutuukirivu buli akkiriza. Olunyolo kutaano. Kubanga Musa awandiika obutuukirivu obuva mu mateeka nti abukola yaliba omulamu mu bwo. Olunyolo omukaaga. Naye obutuukirivu obuva mu kukkiriza bwogera bwe buti nti toyogeranga mutima gwo nti ani alirinnya mu ggulu kwe kuleeta Kristo wansi.
Yesu was
raised Jesus much.
Agamba ndio obutuukirivu bwali busigalidde mu kukkiriza.
Righteousness had remained in faith.
Naye okusinga Barumi 10:10 namusanga.
According to Romans 10:17 it says.
Ndio okukkiriza.
Faith.
Kuva mu kuwulira.
Comes from hearing.
Okuwulira ekigambo kya
Katonda. And hearing the word of God.
Ninga jukira de kigambo kya Katonda.
Remember the word of God.
Ye ya Barumi na rabisibwa
je. The one who closed flesh appeared to them.
Kati abo bajja bamugana.
See how they reject him.
Nibajibwa kwa baba ayitibwa
batu. You are taken off from those called righteous.
Wanga bali no kumuwulira.
But you were made to hear him.
Bayi nokumukiriza.
They are meant to believe him.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
Katudde ko Barumi esuli omwenda.
Let's get to Romans 9.
Onyoli soka pakoro mukaka.
Verses 1 to 6.
Barumi esula ya mwenda onyoli soka.
Romans chapter 9 from verse 1.
Njogera amazima mu Kristo sirimba. omoyo gwange nga guntegeereza mwoyo mutukuvu olunyolo kubiri nga nina ennaku nyingi n'okulumwa okutamala mu mutima gwange olunyolo kusatu kubanga nandyagadde nze mwene okukolimirwa Kristo olw'abaganda bange ab'ekika kyange mu mubiri olunyolo kuna be Bayisirayiri abaweebwa okufuuka abaana n'ekitiibwa n'endagaano n'okuteekerwa amateeka n'okuweerezanga Katonda n'ebyasuubizibwa
owulidde bulungi yasaba ku mwoyo wakatonda omwoyo wakatonda n'agamba otume Pawulo
Apostle Paul
yamanyibwanga Sawulo
known as Saul before
n'agamba
he said
obutuufu nandiyagadde Kristo akulimire mu nze
olw'abaganda
bange
Abayisirayiri
abaweebwa ebintu byonna baali babirira
ebyasuubizibwa n'endagaano
era abaava mu Kristo
out of them came Christ
mu by'omubiri
in the flesh
nitibayinza kubisaako omwoyo
didn't lay their hearts to it
era gandi singa kale ekikolimo kyali mukama akirese okukibateekako
God had left to put it on them
okukolimira ensi yaabwe agireko engaekifuluka
it as desolate.
Kwangu kuba mukama peace bya simbulo kuba ko.
If since Jesus left the earth.
Israel yasingana mitawana
mingi. Israel found many troubles.
Nokutuka leo.
Up to today.
Kulwanagana kuba kuba teri buyambi.
Beating them there's no help. Baina
kwerwa nakobo.
They have to fight for themselves.
Nenga ndi chikoli mecho singa bali bachitadde kuyenga Paulo yeka.
The curse was put on him only as Paul. Kali
mukama nasonyi waba Israel.
God will forgive them.
Okuvambire ebyo bizibe bwa.
Those days of their blindness.
Ne mukama yagamba nedda.
God said no.
Obutuukirivu obutuukirivu bubeere ku
ye. The righteousness of the righteous will be on them.
N'obutali butuukirivu bw'oyo
bubeere ku ye.
N'abalekako bali bonna abaakakanyala obuzibu
n'ebbanga
lyonna bafudde batyo nga bagoberera olw'okugaana okukkiriza
ekigambo
kya Katonda Mukama waffe
Yesu
ayongera ng'agamba
Balumi essula ya mwenda olunyiriri olw'okutaano
Romans 9 from verse 5
abalina bajjajjaabo era omwava Kristo mu mubiri afuga byonna Katonda atenderezebwa emirembe n'emirembe gyonna amiina olunyolo omukaaga naye si kubanga ekigambo kya Katonda tekirina kyekyakola kubanga abava mu Isirayiri sibe Bayisirayiri bonna
olwaleero bwe njogerera
today as I speak of now
ekigambo kya Katonda yakola ebyenkyukakyuka nyingi.
The word of God made many changes. That's why he said, I don't want you to think the word of God. It did nothing. When it came on the world, Israel rejected it. Today those in Israel, as a nation,
are
not the real Israelites.
There are
a few among them who are real Israelites. Most of them scattered around the world,
because
many wars which happened on them.
And
those in Israel today,
they are not America.
Some of them are Americans, others are English. But they have citizenship. And they say they are of Israel.
Nation
just created a flesh it had gotten destroyed.
Era America ne Bungereza
and England created that nation.
Banonyeza Abayisirayiri bonna tebayinza
kubaza. Batandika
okuwandiisa abava mu mawanga
gaabwe. Ne babawa
ID ez'okubeera
Abayisirayiri.
Sebo mwe America mukimanyi.
You Americans and the English know that.
And
they wanted to use that nation
to
make their weapons from there. That too, you know it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
coming back of Israel, it's what we speak of. Let's skip verses.
Romans 9
verse
23.
Romans chapter 9 verse 23
alioka manyiso obugaggo obw'ekitiibwa kye kubibya ebyokusaasirwa bye yateekera teekeredda ekitiibwa olunyo olwabiri mu ennya
verse 24
yeffe n'okuyitibwa be yayita si mu Bayudaaya bokka era naye ne mu baamawanga olunyo olwabiri mu ettaano era nga bw'ayogera mu Koseya nti ndibayita abantu bange abatali bantu bange era atayagalwa ayagaliddwa.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mukusoka bamawanga.
First the Gentiles.
Twali twagwanibwa.
We had been rejected.
Era tetwayitibwanga bantu ba Katonda.
We were not called people of God.
Ayokujema kwa Abayisraeli
mu. Rebellion of the Israelites in the flesh.
Watuletera Katonda tuyita abantu be.
God called us his people.
Kwatuleta okukkiriza Yesu.
Caused us to believe Jesus.
Naye n'atulabula nti tweyibaala.
He too warned us that we should not begin to
katulowooza nti oboolyabo bali abagobera
ddala.
Ebiro byabwe eby'obukakanyavu biweddeko.
Tulimbira
ebyokudda kwabwe.
Katusoma
olwabiri mu omukaaga.
Let's read verse 26.
Abalumya sura ya mwenda olunya olwabiri mu omukaaga.
Romans 9:26.
Awo mu kifo kye yabagambirwamu kye baagambirwamu nti mwe temuli bantu bange mwe baliyitirwa abaana ba mwe baliyitirwa abaana ba Katonda omulamu. Onyolwa abiri mu omusanvu. Era Isaya ayogerera waggulu ebya Isirayiri nti omuwendo gw'abaana ba Isirayiri oba guliba ng'omusenyu gw'ennyanja. Ekitundu ekirisigalawo kye kirirokoka.
Munnange newankubadde ng'obunnabbi
bwagamba mu
kitabo ky'olubereberye Katonda bwe yagamba Ibulayimu
nti
abazzukulu bwe baliba ng'omusenyu
gw'ennyanja
era balibeeranga emmunyeenyi
z'obubba.
Naye bw'oba osoma mbalumya essula eno
when you read Romans 9 verse 27, prophecy was written to Isaiah.
It says,
though there will be very many like that, only the remnants will be saved. And those who remain, wherever you are as Israelites in the place,
for
I know of where you've scattered in the entire world.
We are
segregated before, but come back.
We
request all of the Gentiles to help and to welcome those people. All
of
you started to believe Jesus in the Gentiles.
And
God who began in Israel, God who moved the nations. God calling back the Israelites to be saved and to serve
him.
Even those believing him from Gentiles. And he promised he will do
this
where the work will be winding in the planet Earth
and
end is about to come.
He
promised it will be done when the end is about to come.
The
Israelites will be back.
At
speaks in the verse 28. Romans
9:28.
Uganda is lacking something. Let's read English. Uganda was interpreted wrongly.
Romans chapter 9. Verse 28.
Abalumi esula ya mwenda olunyirwabiri munana.
Romans chapter 9 verse 28.
Abalumi esula ya mwenda olunyirwabiri munana.
For he will finish the work.
Ndi ali komekereza omulimu.
That he will finish the work.
Katonda zakola munsi ono kuba kontandi.
Working in the entire world from the beginning.
Eranga badde akola ekigambo.
He's been working with the word.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Send
spirit and move unto up.
Naye gamanti alikomekereza omulimu.
He will wind up the work.
Era mukasera ko komekereza omulimu.
Time of winding up the work.
Wetuito omulimu gwa Katonda ogusemba yokusema zingawensi.
God's final work on planet Earth.
Okusinzira mugwanga lya Uganda.
Basing the nation Uganda.
Wetoresi yo.
Love the entire world.
Yeli yagwogera ko ndi mukasera ako.
Spoken that in that time.
Nga amaliriza emirimu.
When is winding up the work. He has to call them back.
Romans chapter 9 verse 28. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness. Because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth.
Agandi alikola yo mulimu nga muchi.
He will do.
Ogusemba yo nga gwakasera.
Last work. Not long. But the final work. But we are
now.
That's why he calls them at that point.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus, man.
Tindi kora yom ni mogwech taro. Kusemba yonga mutini.
Short
simwa sikuwa kumara biro biinji.
Long time.
Enko meiri na be na tuto.
Enkora
akari mwa kusemba yu. Mwengendo kuiti daba ntuva. Yes,
I will
call my people.
Israel in the flesh and people are in the world.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Lord, may hope you've had well. In God's final work on planet Earth, started to invest in the nation Uganda. It's been released in different prophecies. Prophecy we got most came from Austria in 1992. That prophecy, that vision, released in the New Vision newspapers in the 1992. It was the November. It was the
14th.
They said God had already put his best in this nation to do his work all over the entire world. It had taken time, but the way we were to fulfill had failed. That's where God came to take me to
challenge
it. That reveals me well. What are we meant to do?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
we want to come back with a heading. It's the time Israel
to
come back, believe the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, the Word of God, in the creation of heaven and the earth. God who visited Abraham, God who visited all the prophets, to reaching prophet Malachi,
before
clothed flesh to appear on the world. We are coming back to see that heading.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We come back to see that
head.
The time for Israel to believe the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, the Word of God, the creation of heaven and the earth, God who appeared to Abraham, God who appeared to all prophets, to preaching prophet Malachi, before he appeared in the flesh on this world.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. To sample you in what you are to hear, when the Lord Jesus was on the earth, he told the Jews, before Abraham was, I was there.
Abraham
saw my day coming. And they got outstones. They told him, you're not yet 50 years. You say Abraham saw you. You saw him, you.
When
they spoke with, they didn't understand it. Let me briefly sample your
reading.
John chapter 8. 52 to 59. John chapter 8 verse 52.
Abayudaya ne bamugamba nti kakao tutegedde ngo oliko daimoni. Ibrahimu yafa ne bannabbi. Nawe ogamba nti omuntu bwakwata ekigambo kyange talilegako kufa emirembe n'emirembe. Olunyolwa 5:3. Gwe mukulu okukira jjajjaffe Ibrahimu yafa ne bannabbi baafa. Weitani.
Aha. Abayuda. Baddamu mukama waffe Yesu.
The Jews answered the Lord Jesus.
Ne bamugamba gwe
si. They told him, you man.
Gwe mukulu singa.
Are you greater than our forefather
Ibrahimu
Abraham
yafa ne bannabbi?
Even the prophets?
Hmm?
Who do you call yourself?
When
they spoke with, he's the one who appeared to Abraham. All prophets whom they spoke with.
See
how they ask him who you call himself. Listen very well. John chapter 8 verse 53.
Gwe mukulu okukira jjajjaffe Ibrahimu yafa ne bannabbi baafa. Weeyitani. 5:4. Yesu n'addamu nti, bwe neegulumiza nzekka, okugulumira kwange kuba kwa busa. Angulumiza nze ekitange. Mmwe gwe mwogerako nti ye Katonda wammwe.
N'abagamba kati, angulumiza ekitange, oli gwe mugamba nti ye Katonda
wammwe. Is my father whom you say is your God.
Temumanyi na mumanyi.
Don't even know him.
Israel
the father didn't know him. They don't know the word.
No more
even the Holy Spirit. And they just said God.
John 8:55.
Sote
mumutegeranga. Naenze mumanyi. Bwena gamba tisimumanyi. Nafana nanga mwe. Mulimba. Naye mumanyi. Era nkwate ekigambo kye. 5:6. Ibrahim jajja mwe yasanyuka okulaba olunaku lwange n'alulaba n'asanyuka.
Nabagamba Ibrahim gwe mwogera ko.
Abraham you speak of.
Yalaba olunaku lwange
nzija. He saw my day coming.
N'asanyuka.
And he rejoiced.
Nabagamba.
And they said, but this man is a
man.
He has demons on his head.
Oyogera kwani Ibrahim yakulaba yalaba olunaku lw'ssebo.
So you were there? When did you understand that?
John 8:57.
You not met 50 years. You saw Abraham. You have a problem, Jesus. You know, in Genesis
15,
the Bible says, the word of God appeared to Abraham.
Abraham,
fear not, I'm your shield and I'm your great reward. You say, I'm your shield. I'm going to die for you, they will beat me on your behalf.
And
I want to give you blessing of eternal life. Abraham told him, oh my Lord,
he believed the
word of God is his Lord. But we know in John 1:14, the word of God clothed flesh appeared to us. Now Abraham, he said, Jesus, you've not met 50 years. You say you saw Abraham? They got so surprised. He told them a very hard word. Where they would have begun to read such of these words.
John 8:58. Ibrahim ngatanaba kuzaliwa.
They told him he's not at
50 years. He saw Abraham.
The
answer came, he said,
Ibrahim,
before Abraham existed, I was there.
And
listen now. We are speaking with what? That's why I say the message to the nation of Israel and
others,
Jesus Christ,
Son
of the living God.
The
word of God in creation of heaven and earth.
God who
appeared to Abraham. God who appeared to all prophets.
To
reach Malachi.
That's
why he told these ones in the John 8,
58,
before Abraham existed, I was there. Who is this one? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Let's come back
soon. Here
to Abraham got the tithe from him, and he was
Melchizedek.
That time he came without a father and mother. This time he came, he started to get a mother.
As
Maria. God born from Mary.
But when
he
came na tata we, Melchizedek,
he had no father.
Disappeared.
He came without father, neither mother.
When he
saw Abraham physically, besides coming in the vision as
a wife,
he appeared as Melchizedek, which means king of righteousness. It was the prince of Salem, the king, prince of peace.
This time knocked
as Melchizedek.
He
said, let me get a mother.
I don't
clothe flesh anymore.
I appear.
Those are some of the things you'll hear. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.